All right, listeners, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're looking into CO2 storage, and specifically, a company called Gexis Services. We've got their flyer here, so let's see what we can figure out about them.
Sounds good.
So CO2 storage, just to set the stage, it's this idea of capturing carbon dioxide emissions and storing them safely underground. And it's becoming more and more important as we try to fight climate change.
Right.
Now, Gexis, this is new to me. Their flyer here says they've reviewed over 50 CO2 storage projects.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's a lot of experience.
Yeah.
And they're advertising surprisingly attractive rates. So I'm curious to hear what you think about that.
Yeah, that's interesting. They're really pushing this idea of being a trusted partner, a consultant and an enabler.
Yeah, trusted partner. I like that.
Yeah.
But how do you even build trust when you're talking about something as complex as CO2 storage?
Yeah. It really comes down to experience and expertise, especially for companies that are new to CO2 storage. There are so many things to think about. Geological assessments, regulatory hurdles, the technology is always changing. A trusted partner can help guide them through all of that.
So they're like a guide, right? A Sherpa.
Yeah.
Leading them through this new world.
Exactly.
But what about this consultant role? What makes them stand out as consultants?
Well, they really focus on subsurface technologies.
What?
So they're looking at potential storage sites, analyzing the risks, designing monitoring systems. They're making sure that that CO2 is going to stay put.
So they're thinking long term.
Absolutely.
All right. And then there's this enabler idea. What are they enabling?
They're making connections. Sometimes the hardest part of CO2 storage isn't the technology itself.
Right.
It's finding the right partners, the right investors. Gexis can help with all of that.
So they're like matchmakers.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. So we've talked about who Gexis is, but what about what they actually do? The flyer mentions project feasibility, professional opinion, and project management.
So project feasibility is all about making sure a project is going to work, both technically and financially. They're looking at the geology, the risks, the costs.
Makes sense. And what about professional opinion? That sounds like having an expert on call.
Exactly.
When would a company need that?
Well, imagine a company runs into a problem. Maybe they're not sure about a technology or they need help with regulations. Gexis can provide that expert advice.
Okay, so they're problem solvers.
Yeah, and they can even step in as a temporary project manager if needed.
That's interesting. And then finally, project management. That's a pretty common service. But what makes Gexis different?
They have this unique combination of skills, technical knowledge management skills, and really strong communication because these projects involve so many different stakeholders.
Right. You've got regulators, local communities, tech providers. So Gexis has to be able to communicate with everyone.
They're speaking all these different languages.
I like that analogy. Okay, one more thing that jumped out at me on this flyer. They have a section on technology guidance, specifically for startups and young companies.
CO2 storage is still a relatively new field. There's a lot of innovation happening, and Gexis can help these startups navigate that.
So they're not just helping with individual projects. They're trying to grow the whole industry.
Right.
Okay, let's wrap up with their Why Choose Us section. They emphasize global competence, surprisingly attractive rates, and a unique skill set.
Global competence means they have experience in lots of different markets.
Which is important because regulations can vary so much.
Yeah, exactly.
But what about these attractive rates? That seems almost too good to be true.
It might be a way to build relationships and gain a foothold in this emerging market.
So they're playing the long game.
It seems like it.
Okay, and finally, that unique skill set, technical management and communication all in one.
That's really hard to find, especially in a specialized field like CO2 storage.
So it sounds like Gexis really does offer a comprehensive service. They have a lot of experience, and they seem to really understand the CO2 storage landscape. So listeners, what do you think? Could Gexis be a major player in the future of CO2 storage? Let us know your thoughts and keep diving deep into the world of climate solutions.